This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, here on a magnificent Monday. PJ Glasser, Kate Constable, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley will be back tomorrow. They're flying back from Las Vegas after a great week out in Las Vegas for March Madness. Kate, are every year, like, on this Monday after those first 4 days, do you already, like, miss the first 4 days? Do you already, like, can't wait for it next year? Because that's where I'm at, honestly.
Yeah, I almost don't know what to do with myself. All I did for 4 days straight was sit on the couch and watch basketball. It's like, what do we have to look forward to tonight? What sporting event am I going to watch? I don't know. Oh, I truly don't. What's going on tonight?
Baseball? Jake
would probably tell us to watch East Carolina baseball, but I haven't been following them.
Always can watch East Carolina baseball. Jake, throw in the chat how they're doing. I haven't gotten a good update about ECU in a while. I know we do have some World Baseball Classic tonight, and I'm sure Jake has some thoughts on that game. Look at that. ECU 10th in the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, Kate, the only critique I would have about the second round in March Madness is that we have a game, especially on Sunday, we have a game start at 12:10 Eastern time, and then we don't have another game until that one finishes at like 2:45, especially on a Sunday. Like, they shouldn't backload the schedule so that the final game tips off at like 10. I get on a Saturday, right, when like people don't have to work the next day. But I think you should front load more of the schedule on Sunday instead of doing what you do Saturday. Do you agree? It sounds like you do.
Yeah. What are we doing? Because I hate to admit it, but I went to bed before the Gonzaga TCU game was over, and I missed a good ending, and I had to catch up on things this morning, and it wasn't quite the same as watching it. And now I am kind of a grandma when it comes to bedtime. I was probably asleep by 9:30 Central time last night, so a little too early. I probably could have stayed up a little bit longer and actually, you know, toughed it out and watched that game, but I need my 9 hours. How am I supposed to get that when these games are starting at 9 p.m.? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's, you know, that's when it pays to live on the West Coast right there. Games start at 9 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. That is a beautiful thing.
Amazing. I lived on the West Coast last year. I just moved back to the Midwest, and it was perfect. You sleep in, you wake up around 9:10 or so, make some pancakes, and then you're just on the couch for the rest of the afternoon, and you still get to bed by 9 p.m. and you get to watch everything. That's the way to live right there.
It's the best. It's the best for March Madness, and it's the best for football. Like, college football starting at 9 a.m., NFL starting at 10 a.m. Like, it just, you can't beat it. It's fantastic.
Nope.
Speaking of the NFL, we just talked about the NFC East. Let's get into the AFC East. This division, it kind of has the feeling of like last year's AFC West, right? Because Russell Wilson went to Denver. You had the big trade that the Raiders made, bringing over Devontae Adams. You had all the talent that the Chargers have. And everybody was looking to, like, knock off the Chiefs because the Chiefs trade away Tyreek. And everybody's like, you know what? The Chiefs aren't going to win the division this year. I like the Chargers. I like the Broncos. And sure enough, the Chiefs ended up winning the division. They end up winning the Super Bowl. Is the AFC East like the same way this year? Is it like the Jets are getting Rodgers, the Dolphins traded for Ramsey, that offense is amazing, the Patriots are giving Mac Jones weapons, and they have Belichick, but at the end of the day, like, are the Bills still going to win the AFC East? Because that's the way it feels to me. I just think the AFC East is this year's AFC West, and we're all looking for ways to knock off the Buffalo Bills because we saw how their season ended against the Bengals. But to me, I still think that they're the play at plus 125 to win the division.
Well, I think right now they have to be because the whole Aaron Rodgers thing isn't even set in stone yet. Like, in his interview with Pat McAfee, his intentions are to go to the Jets. Well, Aaron Rodgers' intentions are all over the place, it seems like. So I would imagine that deal actually does get done and he does play for the Jets next year. But until that happens, the Bills have to be the favorite. And they've been fairly quiet in free agency, which I kind of like. You know, all these big names are being thrown around with Ramsey going to the Dolphins and Rodgers at the Jets and new guys coming in on the Patriots. But the Bills are just kind of sitting there quietly making some very small roster tweaks and adjustments because they liked where they were last year. And they had a great roster up and down, just failed in the playoffs, which is kind of typical for the Bills. But to win the division, that's not out of the question once again. So, yeah, I don't think that's a bad bet, especially plus 125. You're getting a little plus money there. Some good value.
I'm wondering if I should bet the Bills now, because do we think if it's finalized that Rodgers goes to the Jets, do we think that the Jets price stays at plus 210, or do we think it dips to like plus 200, plus 190? I have a feeling it will, right? Because even though the odds might say the same, I think once people for sure know Rodgers is a Jet, then even more money is going to pour in on them. So maybe you just hold off on the Bills, even though I agree with you. I like them to win the division, and I like the plus 125. I think Rodgers is going to New York, and I think you're going to get a better number. So I think it just makes sense to hold off. Maybe you get like a plus 135, plus 140, something like that.
Yeah, I would imagine that number for the Jets drops. It's just going to be the popular pick once Rodgers announces that he's on the roster there. So whether or not it's the right pick or there's a ton of sharp money on it, I just think the public's going to pour in on that. And that number is going to go down a little bit, which makes, the Bills the better pick there, I think.
What do you think is the Bills' biggest concern heading into this season? Like, what from that Bengals game still bothers you the most? Is it how they got just really dominated on both lines of scrimmage, offensive line and defensive line? Is it the fact that they really don't have a running game? Do you think they need a solid number two, number three wide receiver after Diggs? Or, you know, do you still think Gabe Davis is the guy? Like, if you had to point to one thing with Buffalo, what do you think that they need to get better at?
I thought Josh Allen spent a lot of time on the ground. So maybe his offensive line, because he was under pressure quite a bit. That I think he has the weapons around him that are good enough to win football games, and especially in the playoffs too. But he was just under pressure and having to make such quick decisions so often that give him a little bit more time, and maybe this outcome looks a little bit different for them against the Bengals. So that would be offensive line, defensive line. Those two, I think, could be improved a little bit. But I don't hate the wide receiver core, the running backs, all of that. I think that's just fine.
Yeah, I agree with you. Got to work on the O-line, keep Allen upright, and then the defensive line as well. When Von Miller was out for the season, they really weren't the same. So I wonder if in the draft they're going to try and address that and get some more pass rushers on the D-line, because as we know, that AFC is loaded with quarterbacks, and you better get after them and make them uncomfortable. So we've talked about the Jets, and if Rodgers goes there, do you like the Jets futures market? Would you take a stab at them maybe to win the AFC, maybe even win the Super Bowl? We know this franchise has been looking for a quarterback forever. And if they land Rodgers, they're landing one of the all-time greats. Garrett Wilson looks like he's the number one receiver. Breece Hall is an excellent young running back. Their defense is championship caliber. Are you buying into the Jets hype, or do you think it's just all overblown at this point?
No, I'm kind of buying into it, which I hate, because as a Bears fan, I hate Aaron Rodgers because he just ruins our season every year. So, I mean, I don't love the guy, and I'm not sure he makes this team a Super Bowl champion automatically, but I think he makes them quite a bit better, because the issues last year that the Jets were having was the quarterback position and Zach Wilson and his immaturity and decision-making on and off the field. But defensively, they've said over the past couple of years, they have a championship-ready defense right now. Breece Hall, he's going to be healthy again next year, and he showed he's one of the best running backs in the league right now. I was very impressed with him. You bring over Alan Lazard, too, a player that Rodgers loves to throw to, so all of a sudden your receiving core gets a step up. And so I think they have all the pieces. They have the coaching, too, to get it done. I almost just worry about Aaron Rodgers, because really, what has Rodgers done over the last couple seasons? Like, yeah, he's been MVP. Yeah, he has a Super Bowl. But other than that, like, he hasn't been all that impressive. And he didn't even take his team to the playoffs last year. So the question marks for me are on more so Aaron Rodgers. And is he getting just too old to get this done? Is he going to be totally bought in? How is the New York media going to, you know, how is he going to deal with the New York media, rather? Because they're pretty ruthless, and I don't know. He just doesn't love all of that stuff. So he's my question marks with the Jets.
Yeah, I'm with you. Rodgers just doesn't win in the postseason. I mean, he's an unbelievable quarterback. He wins a lot of games in the regular season. He wins division titles. But a guy that talented with how many good teams he's been on to only play in one Super Bowl is that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy kind of to think about. So yeah, I'm with you. On paper, I like what the Jets are doing. If they're able to land Rodgers, it all sounds good. But it's like you get a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers who always seems to come up short in the playoffs, and you get a Jets franchise that we love to mock, right? Like, how many times do we say, well, it's the Jets, right? Like, that's just the way it is. So I don't know. Kate, we'll see.
It also is a little concerning. Rodgers said he was 90% retired before he went into the darkness, and all of a sudden he comes out of the darkness and he's wanting to play again. Well, what happens if they lose their first six games? I mean, I don't foresee that actually happening, but what happens if the season's not going the way that they expect it to? Is he going to be fully bought in if you were 90% retired and out of the league 3 weeks ago? He worries me. I just don't like the guy.
Yeah, I can tell.
Maybe
I can hear the disdain
thing that I have with Aaron Rodgers that I need to get over, but yeah.
I can hear the disdain in your voice. If this was a topic about Greg Roman, I'd be there right with you. So I understand where you're coming from. Let's talk about the Dolphins. This team is so fascinating because on paper, and Trevor Sikkema was saying this too, like, their roster is loaded. There's really a lot to like. It's all about Tua, though, and whether or not you trust Tua, and that's what it comes down to. So it's interesting how you can bet the Dolphins. You know, I remember last year, Ryan Horvath, who's one of the hosts of BetMGM Tonight, was saying instead of betting Denver to win the AFC West, maybe you just bet Russell Wilson to win MVP, because if the Broncos are going to have this great year and overtake the Chiefs, Wilson's going to be a big part of that. So I'm wondering if when you look at the Dolphins, do you bet their team futures, or do you just bet like Tua to win MVP right now at 14-1? And instead of a +360 division ticket, you bet Tua 14-1 MVP. Like, would you attack it that way? Because I think we all agree if the Dolphins are one of the best teams in the AFC, it's because he's healthy and playing well. I know they picked up Mike White. I can't see Mike White playing a majority of games this season and the Dolphins get like 11, 12 wins. So how do you analyze, how do you assess the Dolphins? Do you think that betting them as a team is the way to go? Or would you maybe look at like individual awards, Mike McDaniel, Coach of the Year, Tua MVP, stuff like that?
Yeah, that's interesting. And that's a very smart way to approach this, because this team's only going to go as far as Tua can take them. I mean, we saw last year, as soon as he's out, the Dolphins start losing some games. And you look at Miami's roster, they've got some big time names on it. I mean, Tariq Hill, Jalen Waddle, you got Jalen Ramsey that just came over. So they have the pieces to get it done. But if Mike White is the guy throwing to them and running this offense, I'm not sure it happens. So yeah, I think that's a great point to take the futures on Tua to win MVP, because if he's on the field and he's having a great season, this team's going to succeed. And that also ultimately means that he's probably going to win MVP if he's taken his team that far. So I think that's probably a better way to approach this rather than relying on, I don't know, the Dolphins as a whole to win the East or something like that.
I just hope Tua stays healthy, because it just, you know, if I were to say to you, Kate, over under, so there are 17 games in an NFL regular season. If I say over under, Tua plays 14 and a half games as of today, would you take the over or the under?
No, I would 100% take the under. I mean, he had two concussions last year, likely three. They just blamed it on a back injury, and those concussions were bad. I mean, visibly bad to the public and everything. The Dolphins have to be careful with how they play him next year, or if he gets hurt, you know, how much he sits out after an injury, if there's anything to the head of that nature at all. So I'm not sure we're going to see him more than 14 games, if that's the number you're giving me.
I agree with you. And you bring up a great point, right? Like, if there's any quarterback where somebody's in concussion protocol and they're like questionable throughout the week, I think with the Dolphins, it's going to be a definite, like, he's not playing, right? Like, until we're 100% sure, he's not going out there. So I like the Dolphins on paper. I think their roster is really talented. It's probably as good as any in the AFC, but with Tua, I just don't know if you can trust him to stay healthy. And then the Patriots, real quick, plus 750 to win the AFC East. They got Mike Gesicki, Juju Smith-Schuster. Do you see the Patriots at all making some noise in the AFC East, or do you still see them kind of at the bottom behind the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins?
I see them behind the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins. The moves that they made, they're kind of lateral for me. Yeah, you have Bill Belichick, great coach. He can always do something, but I'm not super high on the Patriots coming in.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I still think it's the Bills division in the AFC East. We're talking AFC West next. Jimmy G now in Las Vegas. Raiders 14-1 to win the division. Are they going to do it? You better you bet. Coming back next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.